Former President Jacob Zuma has been found guilty of contempt of court for failure to comply with an order of the Constitutional Court to honor a summons to appear before the State Capture Commission. The court's decision follows the former president's defiance of an order of the Constitutional Court in January to comply with the lawful summons and directive of the State Capture Inquiry. When the inquiry summoned him to give evidence, from the 15th of February, he did not appear. Instead, he released public statements attacking the inquiry and the integrity of some of the country's judges. Handing down the court's decision on behalf of the majority, Justice Sisi Kamphepe said it is the lofty and lonely work of the judiciary to uphold, protect, and apply the Constitution and the law at all costs.
Constitutional Court holds that there can be no doubt that Mr. Zuma is in contempt of court. A judgment and order was handed down in favor of the applicant in CCT 295/20. Mr. Zuma was served with the order, and it is impossible to conclude anything other than that he was unequivocally aware of exactly what it required of him. Mr. Zuma failed to appear and give evidence before the commission on the date so ordered, and similarly failed to file an affidavit in accordance with the chairperson's directive. Mr. Zuma is therefore in blatant violation of the court order made in CCT 295/20. To his peril, Mr. Zuma has not presented any evidence to establish a reasonable doubt as to whether his disobedience of the order was willful and malafide. And the extent to which Mr. Zuma has attempted to justify his defiance through public statements is of no relevance. The statements were not formally pleaded, so fall to be disregarded. The Constitutional Court can do nothing but conclude that Mr. Zuma is guilty of the crime of contempt of court. The majority emphasizes that it cannot be gainsaid that orders of court bind all to whom they apply.
The court has ordered Zuma to be sentenced to a 15-month jail term.
The Constitutional Court makes the following order. 1. The application for direct access is granted. 2. The Helen Suzman Foundation is admitted as amicus curiae. 3. It is declared that Mr. Jacob Gedleyihlekisa Zuma is guilty of the crime of contempt of court for failure to comply with the order made by this court in Secretary of the Judicial Commission of Inquiry into allegations of state capture, corruption and fraud in the public sector, including organs of state, versus Jacob Gedleyihlekisa Zuma. Mr. Jacob Gedleyihlekisa Zuma is sentenced to undergo 15 months imprisonment.
Court has ordered that Zuma submit himself to the police at Nkandla in KwaZulu-Natal or Johannesburg within 5 calendar days from Tuesday, that's today, for the station commander to ensure that he is immediately delivered to a correctional centre to commence serving the sentence. The court has also said that in the event that Zuma does not submit himself to the police as required by the court order, the Minister of Police and the National Commissioner of Police must, within 3 days, take all necessary steps in law to ensure that he's delivered to a correctional centre. This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.